Enzo wandered around the cramped little bureau, running eyes over everything, and felt uncomfortable, prying as he was into another man's private world. The top of the writing bureau was rolled back, revealing shelves and dockets stuffed with papers and stationery, paperclips and pens, and Enzo found his eye drawn to an open compartment on the upper left side of the desk where a stack of what at first sight appeared to be thin maroon notebooks was held together by a thick elastic band. But they weren't notebooks. He saw the gold crest of the République Française and the word passeport embossed beneath it. Why would Gassman have so many passports? He reached for the pile and removed the elastic band, and as he riffled through them, realized that Gassman had kept all his old passports dating right back to the 1950s. A glance through the photographs in each took him on a journey back into the old man's youth, like rewinding time. But it was the passport that covered the period of the early 60s that interested him most. He stopped and flicked through its pages, looking at the visas and immigration stamps of a man who had done quite a bit of travelling in his younger years. And what he saw confirmed both the records at the mairie and his worst fears. He heard the sound of a vehicle, and glancing up saw Gassman's Range Rover bumping along the narrow track toward the house. He quickly reassembled the passports into their stack and snapped the elastic around them, replacing them exactly as he had found them. Then he hurried through to the living room and opened the front door. He would be in the front garden by the time the vehicle rounded the house. His face was flushed, and he breathed deeply to try to slow his heart rate. He was certain he knew now who had murdered Killian. All he needed was the proof and an understanding of why. When he got back to the annex, Enzo sat in the dead man's seat and booted up his laptop. From his Google homepage he made a search for the website of the University of Leicester in the English Midlands, and from there to the page dedicated to his old friend, Dr. John Bond. He clicked on a contact link that opened up a fresh mail in his emailer and tapped in a title, Shell Casing. Then he moved his cursor into the text box.
"Hi, John. It's been a long time, but I've seen you a lot in the news this last year. I was wondering if I could trouble you to do a big favour for an old friend."